As Christians, we've heard angelic stories about foreign religious missionaries and how holy they were or they are. Were these missionaries as holy and angelic as the writers made us to believe? Or were they only good at hiding their criminal behaviors? Let's talk about Lucas, a religious missionary from the US and a beautiful Liberian girl. I will want to share this with the Liberia embassy and their president. Today's topic is Greek side missionary of murder. Greek side missionary of murder. Justice for the little Liberia girl. Welcome to my channel, Mommy Grace. So, Abusia, me man kran krebia akwaba to spiritual hour. I send you love, I send you hope, and I send you peace wherever you are. I send you peace and I send you love. Welcome to another great episode. My name is always the pride of our ancestors. I am their medium, I am their goddess. They see through me, they speak through me, they smell through me, and they pass all the important messages through me to Africans or blacks. I welcome you to another episode. So, Ebusia, and that asama yeko kano, me pese everybody, on taking a critical look at this case, I think that what I'm going to talk about today, the rulers of the universe, those who died in the hands of missionaries, those who were tortured in the name of religion, those, in fact, our ancestors of the land were even not happy at where the incident was going to happen. So they decided to show their powers. So if you think these ancestors and energies of Africa are weak and they don't do anything, I want you to pay attention to this episode, and then you vibrate on it wherever you are, whoever you are. If you are wearing a black color, I want you to vibrate on this. We hear missionaries. Oh, omu no mudi school ba ye, omu no mudi way ba ye, omu no mudi civilization ba Africa. This is what we've been saying, and that they are holy. Those days, things could happen. Things were happening. Things happened, and nobody was there to do anything about it. Today, I'm going to plead to Liberian president and all the judiciary system in Liberia. I want them to understand that this case is not just a mere case, but those who have died in the hands of these missionaries are involved. They are concerned about this case. Our ancestors who were brutally murdered, their energies is with this case, and they want to see justice for once. I think it will help them to have the rest they want in their graves. Me man kran krebia akwaba. Ebusunya, edin asem nene yeka. Asem biyesi. Nenu hu asem enene ye babeka. Na meye ne brofunu ma ye ni tree, because this must get through to everybody. From America to Liberia to every continent. African continent. So they must hear this, and they should fight, not fight as in cutlasses. They should use their brain and their knowledge to liberate themselves. It's high time we stop how Africans are humiliated in the name of whatever, I don't know. Whatever that they are, wherever they have placed us, it's high time we tell people that you can't dehumanize us anymore. Those days are gone. What is happening, and what is Mommy Grace talking about? I'm telling this story because I want to ensure the government of Liberia and their judicial system that the eyes of Africa and the entire black civilization are on them. This very case that we are going to discuss today. Me per se, all the judiciary system and the president His Excellency George Oponwia, Your Excellency, this case, you should personalize it. All Africans, the whole continent is looking up to you. Both in Europe, both in America, wherever, we are looking up to you. This has happened years ago. Why did this thing even got to me in the first place, or get to me in the first place? That's what we are going to discuss. The topic is Greek side missionary of murder. And we are pleading from the rulers, from the ghosts that are ghosting around, your ancestors, every spirit that gives life to the continent of Africa is interested in this case. And me being the mouthpiece, they decided to bring this to me, so I bring this to light. So we vibrate on this. From the realms of the ancestors to every black soul that has perished under the torture and deception of missionaries spreading religion across Africa, they are all watching and seeking justice in this matter we are about to discuss. I don't know, I can't tell you, know, every energy that has died in the name of religion, every energy, every soul, every spirit that has gone through torturing or torture in the name of missionary, their souls are involved. And this thing didn't happen anywhere but cemetery. So those spirits proved that spirits don't die. They exist millions and millions of years, and they are always looking for justice. This is the case. The reason we have to vibrate on this. Akwesi Broni has used religion to lie and steal from us. They use these missionaries to spread fake doctrines and destroy the cultural fabric of Africa. Soon, the blood of those who perish in this ground deception will speak. I believe so much. I am doing this in English so it gets to every soul, everybody that needs to work towards this for Africans to see justice, at least for once. All these energies are behind this case, and they are watching how this case will end. Obi baby says, what is the case? That is what I'm about to explain. Somebody who says, Debbie, you have something. Oh, yes. I always have something to say because my intuition is so active. And because it is not a personal gain, and it is for the continent, I tell you, all the energies are vibrating behind me. There is a man out of America, my friend Lucas. In fact, let me read it in English so you get it before I explain. Lucas Richards is an American missionary who was posted to go and spread the gospel of Jesus Christ in Liberia. Sir, American here, your friend Lucas Richards, or your missionary. The missionaries came here and they came to give us education. They brought us schools. They brought us this. We always say what we benefit us. The pain we don't want to talk about. The reason Africans find it difficult to die for the continent. Because when you die for Africa continent, it's useless. Your name will not even be remembered. So everybody will look for one selfish gain and say somewhere, because these people are so ungrateful that you don't need to die for them. They won't even remember you. This is why there are no freedom fighters. This is why there are things nobody wants to talk about it. Because when you say the truth and they come and kill you, you die all by yourself. But this case, I'm telling everybody, from Liberia judiciary to their president to their ministers, I am telling you all the energies that breathe life. Wherever your umbilical cord, your DNA and your lineage, all the spirits, even the bad ghosts that are ghosting around are watching this case. We keep screaming when that man died in America that Black Lives Matter, Black Lives Matter, was and why. This is the time. This has happened right in front of our nose. We must vibrate on this till we see justice. What is the case? Sama yi o si oye missionary. Ah, obe ka Yesu Christ a ochiri bone. Ah, ye yina ayatum ni kuro mu ha ye nim se adwamambo de enka Christo som ho. Nanka wari jayi yepo enka Kristo sumu sa ano mu priti chire yen. Na omu di omu jaya wari ya wun tumi nka. Aye, because o ye bishop o ye pope. Nti onu diye, o ye bonia ye nka. Ye webinu mu omu ye bonia, ye kasa Lucas Richards, American Hebrew ni, aba Liberia, e bibimemu African continent, ye land so. Se obe spread the gospel of Jesus that you love so much. The name of Jesus that wipe away every sin. The one that is carrying water. That wipe away everything. There is no way you would think he has sin in him. Because what he is carrying can wipe away everything. So the least you could expect and now you would suspect is that this person can even hurt a fly. This Richard Lucas was posted to Liberia to preach salvation, to preach against sin. Wash away sin and give sinful people hope. Can he be sinful? I continue. During his holy work in Liberia, Lucas met a beautiful Liberian girl called Jessica. This missionary here, Obe Kanyami Asemi. Ah, boni biye nini hui. Don't think this is a story. It is happening now as I'm talking to you. You can Google it and see. My intuition was just moving around because I told you what is going to happen in what is happening in the realms of the spirit about the Volta region side or the Volta Lake near the border. So you know, I keep running around. We don't brag about these things because it is not for business or for show off. We do these things internally. Now, yes, like I mean, we have a plan, we have a purpose. And we have availed ourselves for these great energies, the rulers, to say things to us. Because we try to lift ourselves a little so that when they drop a message in the form of even particle, we are able to grab it and work around it. Because we love our continent and we love our country. So my intuition was just walking around there and then, pim! Liberia decided to reach me. So I said, what is going on? You people know how bad I am when it comes to phone. So Ebane Sape, now my boss, no way, and the Anadu 12, let me see. So I have said this multiple times. He will not sleep till I get to whatever I'm looking for. So this is what got through to me. Liberia, American Lucas Richards, Eba Liberia, Obeka Holy Story, or your missionary. Missionary that have been here, that have left. They are leftovers for some of the goons. I'm holding on at hand. I'm also I'm only near my secret. We're just a warrior. We're not worried. Obubu any be an enemy. Obubu a kwa kwa. Na onu at na wa we are. Onu no se ma yinja wa. No onu di we jai. No we are. Ne yiru no we jai. No wasane na kotrimpna. Enu di obi enka huasem because of your bishop. This is our situation. They will lead you to do things as if they know. When it hits them, no matter turn around. Now why would you want to know? Why a stranded nurse here? A crumb hand here, what? And then Crawford said, in the name of women, a dear activist, a fahi, kosiha, trying to tell the youth that marriage is not important, a war is not important. When they realize that it is important, they didn't come back to apologize to you or tell you the truth. They go and they will go and carry, they will tell whether surrogate, whatever. They will take other people's egg and put another man's sperm in it and they put in their, and when they give birth, they will come and lie to you. In Ghana, everybody can lie on social media, come back to back. We don't have memory. We don't go back to watch things that people say and what they are saying now. Then we are able to make them out that they are liars. These liars are holding on to past glory. Pretenders, Draculas and dream killers. Dream aborters. They kill destiny. Hyenas. Lies all over. Lies. These missionaries came here and groomed some of our goons. Who will lie to you in the name of religion? The same thing this Lucas man is trying to preach in Liberia. We seek for justice. I am pleading for the government. And every African should vibrate on this case. When Ebani Senya, Yenim Hoshe, Lucas now, Waba, Liberia, no, Obeka, Nyanko, Pumwasemno. Sabita Frata, Mufan Cheme. Ne shua ne guna yase no sebi ene ne dia ne tria no no wa amanyame asem ne nduru ho tie no dey decide say e be ya horo na in America this will never happen say me me say me wo kwa ka me so ni due ni me twa fi ho because say say